Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Enjoyment of Sunday's win over Houston lasted just one night for the Patriots. They were back here at Gillette Stadium on Monday, gearing up for the AFC Championship game against the Ravens. We caught up with several players in the locker room on Monday, including Steve Gregory, Matthew Slater, and Rob Ninkovich. Here's what they had to say in locker room uncut.
I don't know. At this point in the season, it's just, you know, you just got to play well. It doesn't matter where you play, who you're playing. It's going to be a good football team. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere, no matter where you are. So we just have to go out and play sound and play hard for 60 minutes and try to win a football game.
I thought it was a great game. You know, those are two very talented teams. They're in the playoffs, so you know that they deserve to be there. You know that they're both really good teams, and the fact it came down to the wire just speaks, you know, volumes of the way that Baltimore was able to fight back.
The only way we look at it is we don't have to travel, and hopefully our fans will be, you know, into the game, and I'm sure they will be loud and ready to go. But, you know, all that matters is what happens in between the lines come Sunday. And, you know, the Ravens, they'll go play in the backyard. They don't care. So we know that. And, you know, we're going to have to go out and fight them.
A lot of guys are able to be, you know, moved around a little bit and, you know, still be successful. So I think it's, you know, goes back to fundamentals that you learn in training camp of not only just learning one position, but, you know, many as you go through training camp to where, if something is to happen to somebody, other guys can step in, and there's really no drop-off in play.
I mean, just in my knowledge of the game and all across the board, you know, I feel a lot more comfortable.
Do you learn a lot from all the guys in the running back corps over this year, especially in him? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, we're a close group. You know, we talk a lot. We're always together. And one player runs a play, he comes back and tells us what he saw, and so we can all learn from it.
They have some great receivers over there, guys with speed. Flacco has a big arm. You know, he makes good decisions with the football. So they have the ability to beat you in many ways, and definitely over the top is one of them.
Are they different than any other team in the NFL, meaning that they, over the top, some teams maybe take a chance once or twice. They seem to do
or
twice a quarter.
Well, yeah, when you have guys like that, a guy like Torrey Smith who can really stretch the defense and has speed like that, you know, that's the type of guy that can get behind the defense. So, you know, they definitely take their shots at it.
I think he's been kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation type player. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he's accomplished in his career. You know, as a fan of the game, as, you know, fancy myself a historian of the game also. So, you know, all the respect in the world to him. But, you know, we're playing the Ravens, too. It's not just him out there. They got a good football team across the board.
I think really that goes back to when I was learning how to play football, you know, in high school. You know, I was taught at a young age to always be around the football because that's where things happen. So, you know, if you're around the ball, you know, that's what makes those opportunities come up. You know, the ball comes out, you're right there. So, you know, it goes back to Rob Gleamy, I guess, Lincoln Way Central High School. Give him a shout out.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.